chairpersons of the Arca-Quinebaug Valley. Also in house this morning, Pam Brown, a member of the board of directors, director of the social and public relations. Good morning to you, Pam.
Good morning.
And welcome this morning. We're talking about the capital campaign going on right now at the Arca-Quinebaug Valley. And Sue, why don't you start us off here and tell us a little bit about what the ARC is and what you're striving to do here in Putnam.
Okay. The ARC is a nonprofit human service agency. We provide services for people with intellectual, developmental, and other life-affecting disabilities all over the northeast corner. We've also gone out as far as East Hartford and down towards Norwich. We have many different programs. We have day programs, employment, retirement, residential, and education programs. So we do pretty much take care of you from preschool through your retirement and senior years. We have children as young as 6 and adults up to about 90. So we can pretty much do it all. We've launched this campaign to raise $250,000, and our purpose is to, the name of the campaign is Elevating Education, the Power to Transform Lives. We are hoping to make our Cook Hill Road Education and Training Center and our admin offices fully accessible to everyone, and this is for the installation of an elevator there at that office.
You know, a lot of the times we have dealings with a lot of people in town, and Jamie Lazarus is a great spokesperson for the Arca-Quinebaug Valley. He's in here all the time, and bringing awareness to March, especially being Handicapped and Developmental Disabled Month, and we keep hearing his campaign going on, and just a great great guy and a great to be a part of the ARC. I'm sure to have this.
Jamie is the most famous ARC of Quinebaug Valley employee.
He knows more politicians than I could even think of talking to.
He does. He spends a lot of time in Hartford these days, so he's pretty famous everywhere in the state.
He sure is.
And he's spoken down in Washington, D.C. too. He's great.
Very well spoken a very good advocate for the Arca-Quinebaug Valley. Now, Amy, as a part of the general chairpersons, and what's your purpose with the ARC?
Well, our purpose...
I'm going to turn you up there. Sorry.
Our purpose with the ARC is just basically to work together with the cabinet and just really promote the ARC and promote its mission. We're excited to have been asked to be general chair people. We believe in what the ARC does, their mission, and it's been a great experience so far. We're very, very positive. We're approaching 60% of our goal at this point, and this is just during the silent part of the campaign. It's a great feeling.
Jason, how important is these goals that you need to set to the ARC and making sure that you get the campaign money and the things that you need so you can continue to build forward? If you ride by the Cook Hill Road entrance, and that place is packed, always something going on. I'm sure it costs money to run these buildings.
Well, absolutely, John. It is essential that they can raise the money that they've set forth in this campaign. The purpose of it is mainly to install the elevator at that facility. As far as getting that up and running so that they can use their sensory rooms on the second floor for the clients that are there, as well as to continue to make improvements to the building.
You know, best way to donate to the ARC, how do we go about doing something like that?
If you'd like to donate to the campaign, you can call our main office at 774-2827 and do that. But I also don't want to be remiss in thanking the other members of our leadership team. I'd just like to take a moment to mention a couple of people. We have Representative Dan and Judy Rivero. They're our honorary chairpersons. Jeff Rawson and Jessica DeZazo are the vice chairs. Jean Michael Deary is in charge of the Major Gifts Division. Joshua Peach, Corporate and Finance. Lynn Bork, Community Gifts Division. Terry Chambers, Family Gifts. And Pam Brown is our local social director. We've already, a big, big thank you to Citizens Bank and the Savings Institute. They both, each bank has pledged $25,000 already to the campaign. And we also have had another anonymous donor of $25,000. So we are so grateful to the community, the positive response that we have received during the silent phase. As Amy mentioned, we're already 60% of our goal. So it's very exciting, and we're looking forward to the rest of the campaign.
Now, you're 60% of your goal, and now you must have fundraisers throughout the year. Tell us about some of the ways that you can make money for the ARC.
Well, our two big fundraisers are our golf tournament, which is coming up on July 13th. And Amy and Jason, I'm pleased to say, are platinum sponsors. They've been very, very supportive of us in that way. And then on August 12th, I think, along with the car cruise, will be the duck race. So everybody knows our rubber ducky race. That's
everybody,
our biggest fundraiser of
there's
the year.
Nothing like watching the duck race here in Putnam go down the river. Last year, they had some water to go with it, too.
Right.
I remember a couple of years ago, it took about 3 days and seven Sundays to get down the river. But, no, it's always a great time. And now that you've incorporated that with the car cruise, that's going to be, going to be even a better turnout.
Right.
You got to be
We're
expecting
very excited about that.
Huge numbers for that. And that's one of the greatest fundraisers. Plus, you have the store always open as
we
well.
We do, the Ark Emporium on Main Street in Putnam, and it's doing great. So if you need any local gifts or the thrift store has some fantastic buys there, please stop in. We're open Monday through Saturday.
And again, the number to reach if you want to make a donation
is 774-2827.
774-2827. Amy, Jason, thank you very much for coming in this morning. And anything else to add? Just want to make sure we got everything.
You got
to cover everything.
We got it.
Pam, did we cover everything?
I covered it.
All right. Great job here this morning. Thanks for coming in this
Thank
morning.
Thank you for having
it's
us.
It's the Capital Campaign at the Ark of Quinebaug Valley. See if you can't help them out, please.
It's time for Tax Tips, brought to you by Putnam Bank.
If you're self-employed and paying for medical, dental, or long-term care insurance, then you may qualify.